should really translate their Shiva's Russian into English. Ashri means content. It says that if they say we're talking about that, Pnei Zokin. So it says Zeshekon Chokhmah. Zokin means, the word Zokin means Zekon Chokhmah. Zokin, Zekonah. Where does it say Chokhmah? It says Zeshekonah, Zekonah. Where does it say Chokhmah? Effect the Pnei Yeshua for not. So he says, what everyone knows is a song, Dokanisa, I was thinking of a pshat, that Zekana Chokhmah means person, let's say a person buys a car. Would you say a description on the person that Zek on a car? The car is the same. He owns the car. He owns the house. It's not a description on the person. When the Torah writes Zek on a, it has to mean Chochmah. Because Chochmah is a chelik betzim of the person, and it's a description of the person. When you describe somebody as a Chocham, you say Zek on a Chochmah. Your Shiva is a gesund. Zekon a Chokhmah. He has the Chokhmah to watch over every one of you as a Ben Yochid. You'll ask yourself a question, how could there be a Ben Yochid? There are a lot of Ben Yochids over here. So it says if each person he understands well what he needs, so every person is a Ben Yochid by him. He has a Yechidus. He handles with each person the zunder, with each bachur. He tries to make him bigger than he is, and a different musagim than he has. I was just thinking, somebody was married to me. He's saying drasha sometimes. He speaks sometimes. He comes out to speak sometimes. But you're not giving the olam haneitzah how to get to it. You're not giving anyone an eitzah how to get to it, to where you say what you're talking about. So I was thinking of I started to think on those lines. This is what came out. It says that the Chofetz Chaim, when he was 90 years old, he was laying in bed. It was a cold, freezing day, not like by us. You get into an air-conditioned room, or a steamed room. It was a freezing day, it was cold to get out of bed. So the Yitzhar came to him and said, you're an old man, you did a lot in your life, you wrote the Mishnah Berurah, you did a lot of things. Smach nishtoy said, shlof habisl. It doesn't matter if you'll sleep a little bit. Take a little advantage of your old age. You're on pension. So the Chofetz Chaim said to the Yitzhar, he spoke it out with his mouth. He said, "Du zogst mir," said in Yiddish. You're telling me that I'm old and I should go back to sleep. And I'm saying you're older than me. You Yitzhar are older than me. And still you come earlier in the morning, you're up early in the morning making everyone meshuga, we're getting out of bed. So why should I listen to you? The Chofetz Chaim spoke to the Yetzer. It was bavust. People used to listen out of the door, used to hear him say things to the Yetzer. You're telling me like this and like this, and I'm telling you like this and like this. What's the mile of talking to the Yetzer? When you talk to him, you made him a metzias. You gave him a place. His place is that you should. He's a real metzias. He has koiches nifloim. He has the koich to make Moshe Rabbeinu fly in the air dead. People should think he has a big malucha, a big memshala. But when you deal with him on a one-on-one basis, and you say to him, you yetzer, and you speak to him, then you divide yourself between him and you. And you make him a separate person, separate koyach, which has nothing to do with you. I'm telling you that you're an old, you also came here. He's putting the Yetzirah in its place. He's talking to it, Kilu was a Metzias Mamish. And the minute you did the hair, that the Yetzirah is a Metzias, that is a fact of your Etzim life, and you can talk to him as a separate person, that's when he loses control. That's when the Yetzirah loses its koyach. This guy, once you identify that it comes from the Yetzirah, then he's a Melech Zokin Uksil. And he's telling you Uksil. Befratta, when a person speaks out something, it takes leaves a much deeper Roshim on the person than when you think about it. When you think about it for one fleeting moment, it doesn't impress your brain. It doesn't go into the subconscious, it doesn't go into the Toicha of the person. Shaking, when you speak to somebody, you have to think what you're saying. Chofetz Chaim was talking to this Yetzirah Kili, he was there in front of him. And then he diminished. Yetzirah left him. It's a Gevaldige Eitzah. And I think it's a Mefush Gemara. The Gemara says that there was one Nazir that what's his name was ate from. Shimon ate from. What was the person? The person was on Testament days. And it says like this. It says the Maise, Gemara says like this. Gemara says, "Amar lo roya isi." I told Reb Shimon that he was a roya. He once saw his face in the mirror of the water. Upachas al yitzri. The Yetzirah came to him and told him, "You're so beautiful, you're so gevaldik," that he wanted him to do averes, to todas him in oilam, to get rid of him from this world, from all worlds. Amarti loy, amarti loy. What does it say in the Gemara? Gemara says, "Amarti loy." I told him. That I thought to myself. For I made a shvur there. So it means a matter means truth. Russia, lo matam is great by the Mishen Shulcha. To be sure, I said, Leah, it's Rima Vizalea. Russia. Call him a Russia. Avoid the Shekh of Hechel of Shemaim. He told you, Yitzhar, you want to be Mevakish, you want to get rid of me. Lo matam is great by the Mishen Shulcha. It's not your world. My soif will be us to dream of Saleh. Says Amarti loy. I told him, I spoke to him. I spoke it out. When a person comes to a juncture in his life, should he do this Aveira, should he not do this Aveira? You speak to the Yetzirah for 5 minutes before. Speak to him, tell him, you want this and this. I know from past times that if I do it again, I'll never be content, I'll never be happy. It's all in the Olam Dimyon. It'll make me happy for a minute, but then I'll have charata. Or I won't give me real fulfillment. You're supposed to talk it out. If you can't talk it out, then talk it out with a friend. If you can't talk it out with a friend, then write it down. Write it out to yourself. And then you'll be matzliach beis Hashem. One more. It says that the Yetzirah wants to, you told him, the Yetzirah wanted to get him out of this world. Wanted to be matched with him in Olam. That's what the Yetzirah wanted. All the Yetzirah wanted was he should look at how beautiful he is. The Teretz is, it's like a chess game. There's the beginning of the game, there's the middle game, and there's the end game. The first move the Yetzirah does, ligs in it, that he wants to get rid of you and he wants to kill you. That's the first thing he wants. Ayah doesn't do it so quickly. He does it step by step. The first step you're making is the Yetzirah's way of getting rid of you from this world, getting you away from all your steiging, everything you can get. So the first move, then, when a person gets up in the morning and he has a snooze alarm, so he puts it on for another 5 minutes. That's where the beginning of the end game. Yitzhar has 5 minutes. Next time will be another 5 minutes. Next time will be another 5 minutes. Next minute there will be another 10 minutes. And then he slept over. Then the Chavrusa drops him because he did it the 10th time. So the Chavrusa drops him. Chavrusa drops him. He drops out of yeshiva. He drops out of Yiddishkeit. And then we know what they can do. You should always chap the Yitzhar by the beginning. What does he want from me? He wants the Tordendim in Oilam. He wants to get rid of me from this world. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. He doesn't want small games. He's not interested in you eating Chalav Yisrael and Pasakum, or Chalav Akum and Pasakum. I remind myself of a story now. I was in a grocery store in Borough Park. Someone asked for milk. So the guy says, Chalav Yisrael, Chalav Akum. He didn't know what he was talking about. He said, Chalav Behemah. But the Maisa, the Chalav, the first move that he wants you to be over is buy something with a Shvacher Hechsher. Then he got you ready, that you have ready guilt. Then the guilt grows into more guilt. He gets you on the second day, he gets you to eat something which is, because he has to get you now from Rabbanut to lower than Rabbanut. And so on and so forth. And he goes, Begalgul you and Bikish to Tordenim and Oilam. We have to look at every Yetzara that he's ready to, he's my biggest enemy. In this world and in the other world. The Baruch Hashem should help. But to see him on a sect, I just told Rabbi David Cohen, I go in Rabbi David Cohen. I just told him that Shasamta Chalkim Yeshiva Zemedish. We asked the Rebbeinu Shalom that you shouldn't say Tomei Torah, Torah Tomei. Asking for a lot of things. I should learn with Midis, I should learn Torah, I should learn Torah with Gishmak. I shouldn't be Nichshol B'Dva Alocha. What do you say when you go out? You expect him to say, I said good today, I said a good Chabur today. Said a good tzvara today. Ah, Moedadin lefanecha Hashem lekavir hazeh shloim nechshalti b'dvar locha. That's not what we say, because we're never sure what we did. We're sure one zach. When you're in yeshiva, you're not from the Yeshiva Kronos. That's one zach you could say for sure 100%. When you're in yeshiva, you're not in the Yeshiva Kronos. Yeshiva Kronos means a place for lady gears. Yeshiva means a place where there's an avir of memchas dvarim shatoyah niknes b'hem. I was soifig, how do you say soifig? I absorbed the ruach of the yeshiva. I, Baruch Hashem, feel that I'm absorbing the ruach of the yeshiva here, which is gewaldig, and it's only 60% of it. Baruch Hashem should help that the other 40% should be matzlech also, and the Baruch Hashem should help that next year should be a better year than this one in all aspects. Praise Hashem. Thank you.